So Nia, the Macbeth, it happens.
Ariella Azale, a senior lecturer in the Hermeneutics and Cultural Studies program at Bar Ilan University in Israel, is also the author of numerous publications, including Death Showcase, The Power of Image in Contemporary Democracy, and Once Upon a Time, Photography Following Walter Benjamin. Her work examines the relationship between photography, citizenship, power and civil responsibility within disaster contexts. Sunia talks to Ariella Azoulay about these issues and their links to the recent revolution in Egypt. Ariella Azoulay, Tel Aviv, 1962.
I'm teaching contemporary philosophy and visual culture, mainly photography. I'm independent curator and documentary filmmaker.
The concept of death in images.
Concepts cannot be shown in images. Death is a concept. We can see dead bodies, we can see the moment of killing someone, we can see the remains of dead bodies, we can see various aspects of death, but you can never see death because death is a concept. And concepts are not seen in photographs.
Death and disaster regimes.
Wherever we speak about death, which was not produced naturally, if you can still say today, because even natural death is not natural anymore, but death produced as a phenomena of regime-made disaster or of man-made disaster, we should always ask how to understand or how to make present also the violence that preceded the death, that created the dead.
The reconstruction of visual narrative.
But you cannot see all this in one image. You have to reconstruct it as a narrative. One image can hardly narrate this narrative.
Israel, the representation of a national conflict.
What is more clear regarding to Israel, as we are speaking about a national conflict, the representation of dead Palestinians is different than the representation of dead Jews. This is very clear in terms of space they get in the media, in terms of what do we represent from them, etc.
A representation similar to death.
Otherwise, I think that as death is produced globally through the same technologies, through the same lethal technologies, so we see representation of death similar in various places in the world.
Egypt, a new relationship between images and power.
I think that what we saw these last days in these revolutions, the Egyptian one, which was maybe the most spectacular, but also the revolutions all over in the Middle East, what we see there is a new relation or new kind of or new type of relations between power and image. We see new images of citizens creating power, creating themselves as power, creating their being together as power. And these images of power are different than the images of the sovereign power. The sovereign power, whether we are speaking about democracies or about other types of regimes.
Egypt, the creation of new waves.
I think that what we see particular to this Egyptian revolution is the way that it creates waves all over in the area. And these waves are part of this global world for the best and for the worst, for the advantages and disadvantages that we inherited from the imperial time. And I think that as spectators, as citizen spectators, we can redefine our responsibility.
Collectivity and its new forms of organization.
The sovereign power represented itself in a more Solomon way, in a more in a unicity under the one sovereignty, while what we see in civil imagery is a new organization of space. We see new collectives getting power, organizing their life, organizing the urban space, giving services to each other, collaborating in what they are doing. These are new images of power that are associated mainly with the last revolutions and, again, mainly with the Egyptian one. And they give hope, these images.
The question of responsibility.
In the world that we live today, which is the world, the legacy of the big empires and colonial movement of the 18th, 19th centuries, in this world, we have responsibility toward every place in the world because it is the same world that we are linked to. This is the same global world that was created in the 18th centuries, and we take advantages of this world. And this is why we have responsibilities toward this world. The question, if we can take these responsibilities, if we can assume these responsibilities, it is something else. It's a different question.
Going beyond the position of the spectator.
Politically speaking, we have responsibility towards every place in the world, and we are not only spectators. For example, if you think about the Egyptian Revolution, there is one of the symbols of Egypt, for example, the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal was a colonial project, an imperial project, and it continued to mobilize a lot of violence, capital, work labor that linked together a lot of countries, a lot of states that are involved in the fantasy and in the practices of the Suez Canal. And I cannot say that what is taking place in Egypt is not related to us, because the way that Egypt was mastered or ruled during imperial time shaped Egypt, and the way that other places were shaped by the big fallen empires still affect our life all over the world today.
Makba.cat